Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. Affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, Electoral Commission describes the NDC's decision to hit the streets over infractions in the voters' register as misleading and misinforming. The commission says steps have been taken to address all concerns.
If they are misinforming the members about the problems, well, we are saying we have resolved them.
Meanwhile, the NDC insists that an independent audit of the voters' register will be the only solution to purge the register and expose the unresolved anomalies the commission claims has been worked on. Also coming up, Electoral Commission says Tuesday, September 17, to determine the fate of both presidential and parliamentary candidates who have filed to contest in the 2024 general elections.
A balloting for the positions of the presidential candidates.
Are we knowing about that on Monday or Tuesday?
By Monday or Tuesday, the general public, that we will write to the successful candidates that this is the date for the balloting.
We've got details, as the EC says it is already detecting errors. Also coming up, NDC flag bearer John Mahama paints a grim picture of Ghana's power sector, saying it's on the verge of collapse.
Ghana's power sector is on the verge of collapse, and something must be done to save it.
We'll tell you more as he outlines the steps a future NDC government would take to rescue it. My name is Darryl Kwal. Thanks for joining us. Also later in the bulletin, the final clinic of the Ecobank Joint Use Habitat Fair is underway at the Good Park near Accra Mall, with exhibitors raining irresistible deals and discounts.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a Convenient Service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
And the Electoral Commission has described the decision by the National Democratic Congress, NDC, to go ahead with this intended demonstration against the EC and the current state of the voters' register as a means of misleading their followers. Speaking on Newsfile, Dr. Bosman Asari, Deputy Chair at Corporate Services Unit of the Commission, said that the claims by the NDC were unfounded and exaggeratory. He insists that steps have been taken to address concerns raised by the NDC, hence it will be inappropriate for leaders of the largest opposition party to sit with the Electoral Commission to discuss any further anomalies. Take a listen.
We at the Electoral Commission think that the NDC leadership, who have taken to the route of demonstration, is informing their people. They seem to be exacerbating problems in the register which are non-existent. The commission has made it very clear, openly to the NDC, openly to the good people of Ghana, international partners, that
they are misleading their followers with issues that are non-existent. Is that the tone you want them to hear when you say they should come to a meeting?
I was making the point that if they are misinforming the members about the problems, well, we are saying we have resolved them.
How do you expect them to take your assurances?
I think, Council, we are trying to make the point that even in the 2015 register, there were problems. Perhaps more problems than what we are talking about now. But the NDCDB raised any serious issues then. And we think that the issues we are raising now, they are problems we have addressed.
You heard the Bosman Asari, who is Deputy Chair of the Corporate Services Unit of the Electoral Commission. Meanwhile, the NDC's Director of Elections and IT, Dr. Omane Bwama, insists that an independent audit of the voters' register will be the only solution to purge the register and expose the unresolved anomalies the Commission claims has been worked on.
Coming Tuesday, 17th September, Ghanaians will rise up in their numbers across the 16 regions of Ghana, with the epicenter being Accra, and show that enough is enough of the many errors. I don't call them mistakes. And there are some of them that we are right to suspect are even deliberate. There are some of them that are criminal, that obviously, and they have not even denied the ones that are criminal. We think that if they have nothing to hide, they should accept the to be facilitated by the U.S.
That was Dr. Omane Bwama, Director of Elections and IT with the NDC. Now, the Electoral Commission has set Tuesday, September 17, to determine the fate of both presidential and parliamentary candidates who have filed to contest in the 2024 general elections. The EC, at the start of the filing of nominations, set up two committees to begin scrutinizing the nomination forms of the various aspirants. As filing of nominations closed, the EC has revealed that it is far advanced in vetting of the forms received so far. But we are learning that the committees have already detected multiple endorsement of some aspirants. Some spoke to joinees after they filed their nomination.
Concerning governance, we need people that we can trust. I hope you are getting me. So it's good, but sometimes we have the narrative out there like politics is evil and all kinds of things, and it's driving we the pastors from the scene. But we need to be at the front line. First of all, Garamse issue is very, very serious. As you can see, all our water bodies have been destroyed. So what I'm going to do is that as a commander-in-chief, why the military are there and we can't even fight Garamse. So we need to use the military and deal with those issues. And then for that, we need to also create jobs for the youth because of the jobless and all kinds of things. That's what they are.
Have you ever seen gold proceeds in your account before? Or you've seen oil proceeds in your account before? You've seen cocoa proceeds in your account before? A Bernard Monnab's presidency is coming to let every Ghanaian have a feel and a share in your account. When you
So those were some aspirants, but the EC is raising some red flags. Samuel Tete is Deputy Commissioner of the Electoral Commission.
The last day for the receipt of the nominations by the returning officer, who happens to be the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, is today. So those who brought their nomination forms from Monday, we have actually written to them indicating the errors, and they are expecting...
You've already begun to identify errors.
Yes. So we have written to them because the law actually states that if there are errors on the form submitted, they have the right to effect those corrections.
The Deputy Commissioner also provided details on when it will release the final outcome of the candidates.
Outcome of the distance. In fact, within the next 2 days, that is after Saturday, when we have actually seen all the numbers, maybe Sunday or Monday, we should be able to know all those who have actually qualified for the next aspect, which is the balloting for positions on the presidential ballot paper.
So those who qualify to ballot would mean that they are through to contest.
Definitely. Those that's after looking at the forms, when all corrections and other things have been done, you know, the commission will actually come out with those who successfully went through the nominations.
You had Deputy Commissioner of the EC, Samuel Tete. And we have some more election-related news. Flag bearer of the National Democratic Congress, John Mahama, has expressed serious concerns about the state of Ghana's power sector, describing it as being on the brink of collapse. Speaking at an energy sector forum organized by the NDC at the Alisa Hotel, Mahama stressed that a future NDC administration would focus on eliminating corruption within the sector to restore stability.
And this is in sharp contrast to the 362 million Ghana cedis profit that ECG achieved in 2016 under the NDC administration. The situation has deteriorated further, leaving Ghanaians to suffer the consequences. Ghana's power sector is on the verge of collapse, and something must be done to save it. Ladies and gentlemen, we set the stage for transformational and inclusive growth in the petroleum sector. The next NDC administration shall, one, restore credibility and reform the opaque and questionable allocation of oil blocks, reverse stalled exploration activities, and accelerate petroleum production with improved incentives to attract investment in exploration activities, especially in our deep waters.
The NDC spokesperson on energy, John Jinapor, stated that the flag bearer would require $2 billion to clear the accumulated debt in the energy sector if he is elected into office.
Government has refused to pay that money. So clearly, President Mahama will be inheriting a very, very rundown, a very, very weak energy sector that is on the verge of collapse, that is choking from debt. An oil sector where all the industry players and the majors are exiting Ghana. We must necessarily restore and reset this country. We cannot continue on this trajectory.
The NDC spokesperson on energy, John Jinapor, there. The New Patriotic Party has nominated the second Deputy Speaker of Parliament and incumbent MP for Fomina, Andrew Amakwesiama, as his parliamentary candidate for the Fomina constituency in the upcoming elections. This is despite Mr. Siama's resignation from the party and contesting the Fomina seat as an independent candidate, citing disagreements with the party's leadership. In 2020, he went on to win the seat, defeating the NPP's candidate in the process. However, the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the NPP, Bernard Ntubuesiako, has introduced the Deputy Speaker of Parliament as the MPP's candidate for Fomina, insisting it is a united front.
Parliament, now you're 137. Now, so I'm not going to know. Now you're Casabiano and you're Casi majority. And to me, Sambiani Bibia or Kodi Ebiano.
Parliament was a tie, but because he supported us, we became majority in Parliament. He always defended the NPP. The entire party and the constituency is behind him. We are united in the Fomina constituency now. Our candidate for the Fomina seat is Honorable Isiama.
Fomina constituency, and that's enough. Aye, as we be quite so proud. Your candidate, your name, a year, a lesson 2024, a nipa bakope, and your name, our formula constituency. On one, politically, Joseph Fasiama.
Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP, Bernard Ntubuesiako, there. Now, away from the elections, Organized Labour says it will not engage with the ad hoc ministerial committee constituted by President Akufo-Addo to assess government's efforts in dealing with illegal mining. Organized Labour on Wednesday issued a stern warning to the government, threatening a nationwide strike by the end of September if decisive action is not taken to address the escalating Galamsey crisis. The government has since ramped up enforcement in areas affected by illegal mining, with the latest being the President's order. Speaking with Joy News, Chairman of the Trade Union Congress, Bernard Owusu, said they will not deviate from their earlier stance.
The conversation and the instructions that were given to us at the last meeting that we held, we are directed to ensure that our demands are met. Government should declare state of emergency and withdraw all, what do you call, machinery, all machines around, what do you call, the river bodies and in the forest. and also ensure that the police and the military are there to ensure that these things are done. And that is the stand of organized labor, and it hasn't changed. We've not asked government for any stakeholder engagement. We've asked government to do that, and that is what we're expecting from government. Nothing more, nothing else.
So I get a sense that you're not participating in any stakeholder engagement until government meets your demands.
That is the stance of organized labor, and that is so, respectfully.
That was Chairman of the TUC, Bernard Owusu, speaking to Joinies there. And the final clinic of the Ecobank Joinies Habitat Fair is underway at the Good Park near Crown Mall. Exhibitors have rolled out a wave of irresistible deals and discounts, sparking excitement among patrons eagerly anticipating the main event later this month at the Accra International Conference Centre. Homeowners, prospective buyers and other attendees have shared glowing feedback about the fair, praising the offers on display. My colleague James Ishen has been speaking with some exhibitors.
So the third mini fair of this year's Ecobank Joinies Habitat Fair has kicked off here at the Good Park here in Accra Mall. And that's three the events where any potential homeowner would get solutions to any of his or her housing needs. I am here with Triton Motor Limited. What exactly are you bringing on board this time?
So we always look forward to the Habitat Fair. We always participate in it. This year, we are bringing on board some newly launched brand, which is the JAC brand, amongst the SUV within our Ghanaian market.
Tino Solutions, what do you guys do?
Okay, so Tino Solutions, we are into renewable energy, that's we do solar. So we sell solar accessories to installing companies and then do residential projects and commercial projects as well.
Why should I come to Tino Solutions?
Yes, you have to come to Tino Solutions because we will solve your energy needs.
All right, so this is Tino Solutions from solar panels. Let's move straight to Global Lighting Center Limited. We've seen quite a number of lighting systems or solutions here. Hi, Global Lighting. This is the third mini fair for this year's Ecobank Joinies Habitat Fair. What are you guys bringing on board? What was your expectation?
Okay, just like always, Global Lighting, we brought some of our lighting staffs here. We have the electricals and the lighting and fittings and its accessories as well. This year, we are expecting a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%. Meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
We are expecting something massive here at the first mini fair at the Accra Mall. This is the first time taking part at the Accra Mall, and looking at the crowd that is at the car park and inside the mall, we are expecting great people to come trooping here to come and look at what we have.
And those were some exhibitors speaking with James Ishen at the Good Park near Accra Mall, where the final mini clinic of the Ecobank Joinies Habitat Fair is underway. As we've been reporting, exhibitors have rolled out a wave of irresistible deals and discounts. And so you may want to visit the Good Park today and tomorrow, where the mini clinic of the Ecobank Joinies Habitat Fair is underway. And before we go, just by way of alert, a program in alert, we have a showbiz roundtable happening on Joy 99.7 FM. is a fifth edition. This time, a manifesto debate on the creative economy. Speakers include Rex Owusu-Umah, full member of the NDC Manifesto Committee, Baba Sadiq, NDC parliamentary candidate for Okaigwe Central Constituency, Marco Kwekumanti, Deputy Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, and also Akwesi Ajuman, Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Tourism Authority. They'll be speaking during this roundtable, a debate debate on manifesto debate on the creative economy from 2 p.m. To 6 p.m. right here on your superstation, Joy 99.7 FM. It will be hosted by Kwame Tadzi. You have to make a date, 2 to 6 p.m. right here on this network. And that's it for the news here on Joy 99.7 FM. Our top story, Electoral Commission describes the NDC's decision to hit the streets over infractions in the voters' register as misleading and misinforming. More news on our website, myjoyonline.com. My name is Daryl Kyle. Stay tuned. Joy.